A Safe Guide, January 10. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world, he that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. All who are traveling the road to heaven need a safe guide. We must not walk in human wisdom. It is our privilege to listen to the voice of Christ speaking to us as we walk the journey of life, and his words are always words of wisdom. Satan is working with great diligence to compass the ruin of the souls of men. He has come down with great power, knowing that he has but a short time to work. Our only safety lies in following closely after Christ, walking in his wisdom, and practicing his truth. We cannot always readily detect the working of Satan, we do not know where he lays his traps. But Jesus understands the subtle arts of the enemy, and he can keep our feet in safe paths. I am the way, the truth, and the life, Christ declares. What would be the use of a way direct and sure in its course to glory, if no light of truth shone upon that path, that travelers should desire it? What would be the use of truth shining on the way if there was no life in the persons that walked in the way, in the pilgrim's journey from the earthly to the heavenly? Having the statement of Christ, I am the way, the truth, and the life, all who believe in Jesus, the leader, may in confidence walk heavenward, sure that they are in the path outlined in the Word as the way. Christ, his character and work, is the center and circumference of all truth. He is the chain upon which the jewels of doctrine are linked. In him is found the complete system of truth. Those who walk in obedience will know what truth is. In order to know the truth, we must be willing to obey. Those whose affections are placed on the world are not willing to give up their plans for the plans of Christ. They walk in darkness, not knowing whither they go. The precious light of truth flashes upon the pathway of everyone who seeks for it.